Good evening and welcome to PowerPoint, broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Carmen Burns. A reminder to our listening audience, the following is a previously aired edition of PowerPoint. If you can wang-dang-doodle, then you are certainly familiar with the legendary Coco Taylor. From humble beginnings on a Memphis farm, she was encouraged to sing gospel. But blues was ignited in her soul. Sounds heard on B.B. King's local radio show. From tiny clubs to giant festivals, Coco Taylor has uplifted the hearts of millions with her raw, good-time blues singing. A PowerPoint exclusive, An Evening with Coco Taylor. This legendary icon of the blues talks about her life, her music, and her dedication to the music that made her famous. This is PowerPoint, and we're back in a moment.
Production and broadcast of PowerPoint is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the National Legacy Foundation, a nonprofit organization committed to enhancing, preserving, and restoring the legacy and history of life in America. This is PowerPoint, an information age clearinghouse for news, issues, and ideas that impact the African American community, the nation, and the world.
And welcome back to PowerPoint. I'm Carmen Burns. The voices of the blues that a young Cora Walton listened to belong to singers like Big Mama Thornton, Bessie Smith, Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, and Sonny Boy Williamson. Played by the blues and fascinated by the blues, Coco imitated these influences with her brothers who played on homemade instruments, and her career as a blues woman began. Performing more than 100 concerts a year worldwide over the course of her 40-year career, she has performed with the likes of B.B. King and Buddy Guy, as well as rockers like Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. She has garnered 19 W.C. Handy Awards and Grammy nominations for 6 of her last 7 albums. On this edition of PowerPoint, we are in conversation with the Queen of the Blues, Grammy winner Coco Taylor. And you are encouraged to phone in with your questions or comments to Coco Taylor. Our PowerPoint hotline number is 1-800-360-1799. That's 1-800-360-1799. Coco Taylor, welcome to PowerPoint.
Thank you very much. I was sitting here looking forward, waiting for you to call so I can say hello and answer every question asked from my wonderful fans.
Well, first of all, let me ask you about Wang Dang Doodle. How did that come about?
Well, that came about from Willie Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of people already know that Willie Dixon was the beginning and negotiated in all of my career for the last 40 years was his strength, you know, lead me into this, telling me things I didn't know from the beginning, you know, because I grew up singing gospel in a little black Baptist church down in Memphis, Tennessee, because my dad said everybody in his house had to go to church on Sunday, and we did, and it was a little junior choir, you know. But in the meantime, when we wasn't in church, we'd sneak behind our little shotgun house. That's what they call it, shotgun house, one way in and one way out. And me and my other brothers and sisters, we'd go back there and sing and play music, and my oldest brother would play guitar. My younger brother made him a harmonica out of a corn cob.
Hmm.
So you see, well, he couldn't afford to buy a real harmonica, so he had to use what he had, use what he could. But that's a corn cob.
What did that sound like?
Huh?
What did it sound like?
It sounded good. It was good music. And when you ain't got nothing to use but what you make,
mm-hmm.
it sounds good anyway. Because it is good. And back in the day that I'm talking about, like I say, he couldn't afford
right.
to buy harmonicas. Cause we couldn't afford to buy guitars. My oldest brother that played guitar, he made him a guitar out of hay bale and wire. He put
wow.
six nails behind our little house and then took the wire and wrapped it around them nails, and that's what he played for his guitar. And we had a great time. We had a good time, and we could sing the blues. And, of course, I was the vocalist, and I didn't need no microphone, just my mouth. That's all I used. And like I said, we had a great time, and we weren't singing for no audience. We were singing for ourselves, and it sounded great.
Our number is 1-800-360-1799 to talk to Coco Taylor, 1-800-360-1799. Now, how did you get the name Coco?
Well, when I did my very first recording that was on Chess Records,
mm-hmm.
Which was located right here in Chicago, down on 21st Street. They was disputing about, now, what should we name this? You know, what name should we put on this record? You know, because this is a name she's going to have to use from now on. Whatever she start with, that's what she's going to end with.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie Dixon told him, just call her Coco. And because he knew that down in Memphis, Tennessee, where I was born and raised, I was a chocolate lover.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it was, chocolate, candy, ice cream, whatever, that's what I loved, as long as it was chocolate. So he just said, just call her Little Coco. And so then they put Coco on my first recording. And that's what I've been stuck with ever since.
And it definitely fits.
It definitely do. I like it.
Now, you grew up singing gospel. How did you get into the blues?
Through Willie Dixon.
And how did you meet Willie?
Well, I was, I've always loved singing. And that was my purpose of when we go behind that house and sing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was because we all, my whole family, we loved music, and, we do that because we couldn't go to no club or play no electric instruments or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I moved to Chicago, because I still loved hearing music, hearing the blues, I would go to different local clubs. And when they found out that I was somebody that liked sitting in and trying to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no experience in singing the blues because, I hadn't did that in public.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guys would start calling me up on stage. Well, we got a Little Coco in the house tonight. We're going to see can we get her up here to do maybe a couple of tunes for us, you know. And this particular night, I was with the Howlin' Wolf.
Hmm.
They called me up on stage, and when I finished singing the two songs that I did, I came down off the stage. The first somebody I met was this big man met me who asked me, "Who are you?" I said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm Willie Dixon." I said, "Okay." He says, "I just want to tell you I love your voice. I love the way you sing in them blues." He said, "And that's what the world need today, to sing the blues. He said, because we got plenty men's out here, mm-hmm. but no women's. He said, the world need a woman like you to sing the blues. And then he asked me questions about, are you under contract with anybody? Now he scared me to death. Because I always heard somebody got a contract out on you, they want to kill you. And so I said, a contract? He said, well, I mean a music contract. He said, because to record for a record company, they, ask you to sign a contract. I said, now that sound more better.
Yeah, I guess being in Chicago, you would definitely think of a different kind of contract.
Well, I just hadn't heard the word before mm-hmm. because that was the beginning of my career and my recording. So when he said contract, my goodness, he had to explain that.
Now, what was the blues like in post-war Chicago when you got there?
Well, it was just down-to-earth, what we call traditional blues. Some people call it the Mississippian blues. Some people say the Delta blues. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line, it's all the blues. And the blues is the roots of all music. Every music you hear today and then came from the blues. The blues is the beginning of all music.
Our number is 1-800-360-1799, 1-800-360-1799 to talk to the legendary Coco Taylor. Carolyn in South Carolina, good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Coco Taylor, just want to let you know that I love your music.
Thank you.
And the first thing I want to know is, are you going to be performing anywhere in South Carolina in the near future? And my second question is, did you ever have the privilege of performing with the late, great John Lee Hooker?
Yes, I did. More times than I got fingers and toes.
Oh, my goodness.
Me and him go back 100 years. I met John Lee Hooker when I first came to Chicago. My goodness, that had been 40 years ago. And I just loved the guy. I loved his music. And I'm hurt to my heart to know that he's gone on and left us, but his music will live in my heart forever.
I agree.
Certainly. Now, Coco, are you planning on performing anywhere in the South Carolina area anytime soon?
Well, right now I'm not, mm-hmm. but I know I will soon to be somewhere down the line, you know, mm-hmm. because I travel all over the world, no certain place. So okay. Just keep looking and keep up with whatever, you know, you can get to let you know where I'm at and where I'm going, mm-hmm. and I'll soon to be there.
Okay, well, keep on singing the blues.
Definitely will, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call, Carolyn. Our number is 1-800-360-1799, 1-800-360-1799. Coco, since you sang gospel for a while, do you have any gospel recordings?
I have not did no gospel recordings as of yet, mm-hmm. but hopefully in the near future, I will be able to do a gospel CD, because I think that'll be something different, something I've always wanted to do, and it would be a real treat to me, and I hope it'll be a treat to all of my fans.
I bet it would, definitely. 1-800-360-1799 is our number. Let's talk a little bit more about Willie Dixon and how he influenced your career.
Okay, well, like I stopped off with that, when he met me at the Howlin' Wolf Show, he carried me down to Chess Records, which was located here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to take you down there so Leonard can hear your voice same as I did. And he took me down there the next day. And, of course, Leonard, who was the owner and manager of Chess Records, mm-hmm. he had the band there and had me to sing a song. And he says to Willie, he says,
I'll agree with you. She has the voice that we've been looking for, and she also has the voice that the world needs, and we intend to use it to that all the way to that respect. He told Willie Dixon to get me ready, meaning pull out some songs or write some songs and get me ready for the studio. And that's what he did. On Chess Records, I did I Got What It Take, that Willie Dixon wrote. And, he wrote Wang Dang Doodle. You know, mm-hmm. those was two of the first tunes that, you know, I started recording for Chess Records. And then I re-recorded Wang Dang Doodle on Alligator also. Mm-hmm. But that was after I had been with Chess for, about 9 years. And then when Leonard Chess died, you know, the company just folded, and all of the artists that was with Chess, you know, we just kind of scattered like rats, you know. Some was going with that company, some was going with another one, and I didn't go with nobody because I was just kind of lost in the shuffle. But anyway, that was the beginning of, with Willie Dixon and how my career got started in recording.
1-800-360-1799 is our number if you have a question or comment for the legendary Coco Taylor. Stanley in Atlanta, good evening.
Good evening, Ms. Taylor. I'd like to say that I'm absolutely honored to talk to you, and I love your music.
Thank you.
My two favorite songs are, of course, Wang Dang Doodle, and I love Walking the Back Street.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know, what was your inspiration for Walking the Back Street?
Little Milton Campbell first recorded that song, and I heard him sing it, and I fell in love with it. Of course, you know, being an artist, not only me, any artist can re-record any song that they like. So uh-huh. that's what I did. I picked that song out and did it on, my CD. And I'm proud to know that you love it the same as I did.
Yes, I'm glad that you did it. Okay.
Yeah.
Stanley, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Arthur in New York. Arthur, good evening.
How are you doing?
Hi.
A couple of comments. One is I heard you recently at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and I want to tell you, you put on a terrific show. You really burned the house down.
Thank you.
And everybody who gets a chance should come and see you, I swear. The second thing is I had the privilege of going to your blues club in Chicago, and if people don't know, Coco has a wonderful blues club in Chicago, and she's usually there and just sitting right on the front stool and is as nice as can be as a hostess, and I want to thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what I wanted to ask you is who do you hear now, modern blues players, younger blues players, that are impressing you and that are, you know, keeping the flame, as it were?
Well, you know, we got some younger musicians that's been hanging in there with the blues for some years. It's like anything else. A lot of them, people don't know them from the name. They nice and good local musicians. And a lot of our greats has, you know, gone on, like John Lee Hooker just left us, Junior Wells, Willie Dixon, and Muddy Waters, just, you know, like that. But, I listen to whoever I can now, and we're trying to keep the traditional alive. And I know as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be singing the blues.
Coco, well, is there anybody in particular that you listen to?
Not in particular. Mm-hmm. I listen to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you love something the way I do, you can't just stop at one. You just keep on going and listen to whoever is there for you to listen at.
Arthur, thanks so much for your call. 1-800-360-1799, 1-800-360-1799. Bill in North Carolina, good evening.
Oh, how you doing again?
Great.
Glad to hear you. And I got to witness Sister Coco Telly in Asheville, North Carolina, the Be Here Now Club a couple years ago. And not only is her, she has a place along with the Billie Holidays, you know, the Betty Carters and what have you.
Thank
but,
you.
Yeah, but I'm going to put a plug in for you. A young lady called asking when will you be in the area again. Well, I found out that you are scheduled for the Bell Shear Festival in Asheville, North Carolina, July the 27th through 29th. And I think you'll be there that Saturday night. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
So that you'll be in Asheville. And I hope to see you there. And it's a freebie, so it should be, you know, anybody who wants to come, it's going to be outdoors, and it should be a wonderful reunion with hearing your music, and you're lovely, sister.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yes, love you much.
Okay. Bill, too. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate your phone call. 1-800-360-1799. 1-800-360-1799. We're talking with Coco Taylor, Andre in Atlanta. Good evening.
Coco, I had the pleasure of seeing you here in Atlanta at Earthlings.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the show.
Thank
and
you.
The thing that distinguished you from the other bands that was there is that your musicians are so tight. I just want to know, how long have you had that particular band that you have now?
I've been
had.
Okay, Coco, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, we had a little glitch there.
Uh-huh. But they ain't going to stop us from talking.
No,
about
ma'am.
And you were saying?
He wanted to know about your band, how long your band had been together.
Well, they've been with me for a while. The longest, my lead guitar player been with me the longest, mm-hmm. and that's been about 12 years. And, you know, on and on. I got six musicians, and like I say, he's the one been with me the longest. The others is like 8 years, seven, six, and, you know, and on like that.
Coco.
The main thing, they are great musicians. They love music, blues, same as I do. And I learned over the years, I don't care how good a musician is, it's two things you need out of that musician. Number one, he can play and be good as gold, but he got to be there when you need him.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some just that good or better. But when I say I'm leaving tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, you guys got to be ready. We're going to meet at the airport. But here's a couple of them haven't showed up. They're not there.
Mm.
Musician is just as good as their word.
Yes, absolutely. 1-800-360-1799. 1-800-360-1799. Katie in South Carolina. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Great, go ahead. Katie, are you there? Nope, we don't have Katie. I'm so sorry about that. Katie, call back if you get a chance. Coco, let's talk a little bit about something. You mentioned your band and how tight they are. What about some of the most influential musicians that you've worked with, or some of the most influential, well-known musicians that you've worked with?
Well, the ones that well-known I worked with, oh, wow, so many different artists, mm-hmm. you know, that I worked with have their own band. You know, I worked with B.B. King's band,
mm-hmm.
Cab Mo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cab Mo is one of the, you know, one of the latest people that I work with because him and I did this tune together on my new CD titled Royal Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. Eric Clapton, I worked with him. In fact, I did. I was a guest star on Eric Clapton CD. It's called Blues Power.
Mm.
And who else did I work with?
Now, tell me about working with rock with people like Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, kind of outside of the blues genre.
They, outside of the blues, and what I did was, I was. They was doing all concerts, and I was their opening band, me and my band.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an honor that they selected me to be their opening band because they could have asked or gotten anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if they listening or hear me today, I want them to know I was very honored, something I'll never forget, because out of all of the big white bands that's out there, they was the only one chose me to be an opening act for them.
When was that?
I don't remember exactly the year, you know, right off.
Uh-huh.
But approximately, I would say that's been at least 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that had to. What kind of venue was it? Was it something that you?
They was like outside venues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I say again, it was just great to be there. Great to be.
So for but you were opening for a rock act. What about the audience? What kind of reaction did you get from them?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The audience was beautiful, and maybe they didn't like blues, but if they did not, they fooled me because they made enough noise to make me think that they liked what I was doing, and I didn't change nothing. I got out there and sung the blues just like I sing the blues today. I don't put on no front. I don't mm-hmm. change my act. I don't do nothing no different if I go on the stage with the president.
Mm-hmm.
Coco gonna sing the blues and do it the same way that I know to do it and been doing it all these years. And that's the only way you can do anything good. Just be you.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever like you, like me, they got to like me on their own, just the way I am.
Not changing a thing.
I ain't changing nothing.
Okay.
Nothing but my clothes.
We are talking with the legendary Coco Taylor about the blues, about her life, and about a lot of things. So we're going to continue this conversation here on PowerPoint with Coco Taylor. Our number is 1-800-360-1799. That's 1-800-360-1799. And we'll be back with more of Coco Taylor in just a moment. PowerPoint is funded in part by PowerPoint's affiliate station consortium, KTSU-FM in Houston, WRVS-FM in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Atlanta's WRFG-FM, WEAA-FM in Baltimore, WJSU-FM in Jackson, Mississippi, and KPVU-FM serving Prairie View, Texas. PowerPoint's affiliate station consortium committed to the continuation of quality public radio programming.
This is an encore presentation of PowerPoint. The phone lines are closed. However, you still have the power to make your point by calling the PowerPoint listener comment line at 404-880-6234 or by email to to PowerPoint@WorldAfrican.com.
She said it. Find you a man of your own. Coco Taylor.
Absolutely.
You tell them. Our number is 1-800-360-1799, 1-800-360-1799. Coco, what does it take to sing the blues?
Just willpower. First of all, it has to be something that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do anything good, you know, and make good out of it. You know, it's like, I'm doing this because you told me to do it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not singing on those terms. I'm singing because this is what Coco want to do. This is what I love doing, singing the blues, making people happy all over the world with my music. That's number one.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter. I got two grandchildren, and just run chase one downstairs so I can hear on the phone.
How old are your grandkids?
Oh, 3 years old and 8 years old.
They keep you young, don't they?
Oh, I'm getting young every day.
1-800-360-1799 is our number. Jerry in Philadelphia, good evening.
Good evening, Carmen, and Ms. Coco Taylor.
How are you?
Okay, just have one question. Did you ever record with a Motown artist named Sherry?
No, I did. No, okay. I did not.
Okay, because I'm remembering a Sherry and a Coco Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be someone mm-hmm. else. With
I
name.
Did.
Okay, Jerry, does that answer your question?
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. Okay, we had a little problem there. Let's go to David in Houston. Hi, David.
And a Coco.
Hi,
I'm a
David.
Diehard Coco Taylor fan, and Wang Dang Doodle is still one of the most exciting tunes that was ever recorded.
Thank you.
And I had a chance to catch and work with you with at the Woodlands here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that you are a musical icon, and also to Carmen. One thing that makes this show so exciting is sometimes the general media act like that the blues is a plague or something. You don't even see them on national network shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very few documentaries, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm glad that you're exposing this genre of music because it's a big part of our history. And hopefully I will get to listen to more blues artists on your show because they are a very, very important part of our traditional history.
No doubt, David, and it's certainly our pleasure.
Right. Love you.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to Mike in Massachusetts. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Coco.
How you doing?
Hi, good. I'm a great fan of yours, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You've been playing such good music for all these years. But what is the most experience or challenge that you've ever, you know, came up with by playing with, you know, these musicians and... you know, who's the biggest, experience that you heard when you were growing up, you know?
Well, the people that was influenced to me was people like Muddy Waters, the Howlin' Wolf, Sonny Boy Williams, Jimmy Reed, Big Boss Man, you know, and all those type of tunes. Big Mama Thornton sitting there in my window. Lord, I was looking out at the rain. And all those kind of tunes was just, impressed me. And
right.
I would say these people was my biggest influence.
Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, and just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was blues before jazz? I know jazz is an influence of...
Yes, it was. Blues was before jazz mm-hmm. because blues is the beginning and blues... is the root of all music. Every music that you hear today came from the blues. I don't care how it sound, who planned it, or what. All of this music is modern music you hear today. It came from the blues. It's just done in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, it's like GMAC. You see cars out here, beautiful today because they're modern cars, but at the same time somebody's sitting in their desk at GMAC trying to figure out how they're going to make a new model next year to sell more cars. And that's what they're doing with the blues today. Everything is modern, which ain't nothing wrong with that because that's their business to sell records. Mm-hmm. But that's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, right. I thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure talking to you, even if it's on the phone.
Mm-hmm. And, thank you for calling.
The best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Mike, for your phone call. 1-800-360-1799 is our number. John, also in Massachusetts. Good evening. John, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Coco.
How you doing?
How are you?
Great.
I'm a longtime fan. I'm here near Boston in the area, and there's a club we frequent quite a bit in Woonsocket called Chan's. Have you ever heard of it?
Heard about it.
Yeah, they have a lot of really good shows up there, jazz and blues shows, and I'm just wondering if there was ever a chance of you getting up this way.
I'm sure it will be, but, I work through a booking agent, and they, they take care of negotiating and where to book me.
Yeah.
And, whenever they pull the string and say, we going to Boston next week, well, that's what I do.
Right.
But I hope that I will be able to come your way soon.
Yeah, we'd really love to see you up this way. Like I said, we've been fans for a long time, and it'd be our pleasure to see you.
Well, John, you just need to tell the management of the club to get in touch with our booking agent.
Ah,
and then take it from there. You know, you can start something here.
Yeah, I never really thought of that.
Take the initiative, John. Listen, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thanks a lot. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
1-800-360-1799. Coco, how often do you tour throughout the year now?
Well, I'm doing about 150. I kind of cut out. I was doing about 200 a year, but now I'm doing like 150. Maybe 40. Oh, yeah. I'm constantly rolling. You know?
Definitely staying on the road. Do you still go overseas and perform?
Yeah. I still go to Europe and a lot of places over there. I'm going just about all over the world now.
Wow.
And been doing it for years.
Just can't quit, huh?
Well, I don't want to quit. I could, but I'm doing what I want to do.
And there you go. And no doubt, as long as people are listening and loving it, you should just stay in there, stick with it.
I wouldn't give it up for ham and eggs.
1-800-360-1799 is our number if you want to talk to Coco Taylor. And let's go to Diane in Baltimore. Good evening, Diane.
Yes, good evening. How you doing? How you doing, Miss Taylor?
Real great.
Oh, it's great to hear from you. I've had listened to you. I took a jazz saber class in college.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to know, what do you think about the new music that's out there, the hip-hop music, and have you ever talked to some of the artists? You know, I know that you said everything comes from the blues, and I agree with you because people were out in the cotton fields. They were singing the songs and stuff like that, the blues songs, before they even had instruments and stuff.
Absolutely.
I wanted to know, do you have any advice to give to the young people that's out there that's making the records, the hip-hop records and everything?
Well, my advice to them is to keep on doing what you're doing. I think it's great music. It sounds good. And to prove it sounds good and to prove that millions of people love what they're doing, that's how they make them big hits.
Okay.
So absolutely. I couldn't give them nothing but good advice. I love what you're doing. So hang in there.
What do you think about, I know I have heard when I was taking a class in college that more and more Caucasian are coming over to the blues, and we as African American are not participating like we should. You know, go out to buy records and stuff like that, like we used to. But Caucasian are. What do you say to us about that? Because we need.
Well,
to...
what I would say about that, the reason why a lot of them don't come to places to support the blues, a lot of them don't buy the blues, is simply not all their fault. You know, you can't go to the grocery store and ask for pork chops when you don't know nothing about, they don't know nothing but, steaks and things like that.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is blues is not exposed to the public like other music. You know, they don't play it on the radio. And I'm traveling all over the world. It can be Chicago, New York, or the smallest city in the world around. You turn your radio on the big radio station, the popular radio station, the ones, the stations that everybody listen to. They playing the same people every hour you hear them on the radio, but you don't hear one blues, and they playing music 24-24, but they're not playing music. How can you buy something you ain't heard?
That's true.
Good point. Definitely.
And also, how about the young people in school? Do you have anything, like, for children? Do you have, like, a foundation that you go into the school and introduce blues to?
Yes. I goes into the school. I talk to the kids, younger people that's out here today. They, the beginning, got an idea that they wants to go into the entertainment. And, you know, and they ask me questions like, what do I do? What's, you know, and I let them know straight up just the way it is. This is not a bed of roses. This is something, if you do it, you have to do it on your own. You have to want to do it. It's something you got to stick with, because it's nothing that's going to make you rich tomorrow.
Right, because I know, I know when we was in elementary school, we were introduced to all types of music, you know, the blues and everything, and I know they don't do that anymore in schools. We were introduced to all types of music, because we were, I went to a mixed school. It was in the 60s, but the community that I lived in, we had black and whites living in the same area. And so the elementary school was like, you know, black and white children going in. We were exposed to a lot of music that other children was not exposed to at an earlier age. You know, we had the blues and all kinds of music, you know, the even the quartets and everything.
Well, hopefully people will continue to expose children, at least their parents will. Diane, listen, I got to let you go. Thanks so much for your phone call. Coco, you mentioned that the blues isn't played that much on the radio. Why do you think that is?
You know, now that is one question I never could figure out why the blues is like garbage when it comes to the big radio station. And believe me when I tell you, that is one of the things that hurts me to my heart. It's like an insult. It hurts me inside. I work as hard as anybody that's doing rock, pop, hip-hop, or whatever. I work just as hard to do a CD as they do. And it's not the artist's fault. It's the people in the office behind all of this.
And it seems like it's not even a question of who is performing, because, as you mentioned, you know, Eric Clapton came out with a blues CD, and that got very little, if any, play at all. B.B. King now is about the only artist that I can think of that gets really a lot of, or at least some, radio play, commercial radio play.
Right.
But it seems like there's a real big problem there, and it's something that needs to be worked on. But it's been going on a long time.
I sure wish it was something I could work on. I'd start today.
No, you would.
But nothing I can do about it.
But
like
maybe your maybe the listeners are the ones who need to try to get more.
Yeah, they you know, they protest everything else. I don't know why they don't protest that.
1-800-360-1799 is our number. Anita in Atlanta. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, Anita. Are you there? Nope. Anita, are you there? Nope, she's not there right now. Well, maybe she'll call back in just a moment. Now, you mentioned that about that entertaining is no bed of roses at all. What's been the most difficult thing about it for you?
Well, you know, it's hard enough just trying to get recorded. That's number one. Then after you get recorded, like we were just saying, you work hard to get a CD, and then after you make it, it don't get heard. Why? Because it ain't played. You know, how can you say, oh, I love that song, what Coco Tell is doing. I love her new CD. But you ain't never heard it. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, it's not the artist's fault. It's not the public's fault. You know, and then you wonder why I didn't make a hit on this, a hit on that. Have you ever listened to the radio and noticed every hit that come out is something that's played back to back on the radio.
Right.
That's why it turns. I've heard songs on the radio, so I hated them. I just didn't like the particular song.
Mm-hmm.
But after I listened to it so long, then I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the hits. You know, simple as that.
So has the how has the travel been as far as...
Traveling is rough. That's mm-hmm. the reason why I tell the young people that wants to get into this business, no, it's not a bed of roses. Being an entertainer out here in this field, it comes like a marriage. You get in it for better or for worse.
Certainly. Now, you said you have a daughter.
Yes.
How about raising a child when you're traveling so
well,
much?
Well, that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When my daughter was very young and at home and in school, and I had just started traveling, I had a relative. My husband's sister would take care of her when I was on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, that can be rough if, you know, you got, say, maybe two or three kids and you're trying to travel and do this and do that. That can be rough.
Certainly. And what about on a marriage?
Well, that depends because I got a new husband.
Mm-hmm.
I remarried 6 years ago, and my husband don't say a word. If I'm gone a month, he know where I'm at. He can pick up the phone and call me. I know where I left him at, and I can pick up the phone and call him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is, you know, is a bed of roses when it comes to that part.
Mm-hmm.
But now my first husband, this was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
When I packed my suitcase, I'd have to pack his. And we both got on the road.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it depends on who you married to and how they feel about it.
So he traveled with you?
My first husband.
Uh-huh.
He traveled with me. But my second husband do not travel with me. If he decide he want to go, then he go.
Mm-hmm.
And if he don't, he don't.
So does that make that a lot easier?
No, it wouldn't make any difference if he went with me. I would love it, but that's just the way he is.
Oh, okay.
You know, he don't like it out here like I do. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Certainly. Now, you've been doing this for 40 years?
Right.
40-something years. So what did you run into the same situations traveling through, you know, when you're traveling through the South and trying to, you know, in the segregated South, any situations as far as traveling to clubs and neighborhoods and things of that nature?
Well, I never had no problem, but it was always a block in front of me,
mm-hmm.
Signed for me to read, to not ever let me forget that I'm in Mississippi or Alabama or Tennessee or wherever. But I never really had no problem doing those years.
Well, that's good. Certainly. Our number is 1-800-360-1799. We're talking with Coco Taylor, and PowerPoint continues in a moment.
Party all night, right here.
This is an encore presentation of PowerPoint. The phone lines are closed. However, you still have the power to make your point by calling the PowerPoint listener comment line at 404-880-6234 or by email to powerpoint@worldafrican.com.
And welcome back to PowerPoint. I'm Carmen Burns. We are talking with a legendary Coco Taylor about the blues, about her life, and anything that she wants. And our number is 1-800-360-1799, 1-800-360-1799. Let's go to Stefan in Baltimore. Hi, Stefan. Stefan, are you
how
with
you
me?
Doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it's an honor to meet you, Miss Taylor. How you doing?
Thank you very much.
That's good. I want to ask you, did you ever sing with Louis Armstrong and Fats Domino?
No, I did not sing with them. First of all, they wasn't, considered as really blues. They was more or less like jazz.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
All right, Stefan.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so
You're
much.
You're very welcome.
For your phone call. Now, how did you stay true to the blues, Coco, without going pop?
Well, I told you, it's come like a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fall in love now, and 6 months later, you into something else. I sticks with the blues. I started with the blues, and that's how I'm going to end, and that's what I want to do. It's nothing nobody told me to do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. I could have been a jazz singer, a rock singer, hip-hop, whoever, but I'm doing what Coco want to do, what make me happy.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Now, you could still do any of those things, but you're going to stick with the blues.
I will stick with the blues until I leave here.
1-800-360-1799 is our number. Van in Maryland, good evening. Van, hi.
Hi. It's an honor to speak to you, Coco.
Thank you.
You're truly the queen of the blues.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have a question for you, Coco.
Okay.
I've read in several articles, in particular Muddy Waters' biography, that your cooking is legendary.
That's what they say.
Have you ever considered writing a cookbook?
Well, I did some little scripts, not the whole book, but I did some scripts of different recipes, and I think I'm a pretty good cook.
What's your favorite dish to whip up, Coco?
Well, I like bacon cakes.
Chocolate?
Good old peach cobblers.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat them no more like I want to, but don't stop me from loving them. And, when I was back in the South and everything, every day was always red beans and rice and neck bones, just real down-to-earth country cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, my stomach is growling.
Absolutely. I still love it. But it's gotten to where now, since I'm a diabetic, I can't eat all that good old food. I have to lighten up off it.
Okay, well, I'm looking for that book. Coco, another question about the Chicago blues scene. Have you ever worked with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band?
No, I haven't had the opportunity to work with them, but I do know them. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
people.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
All right, Van, thanks so much for your phone call. And I think that a cookbook, Cooking with Coco, would be a great book. What do you think, Coco?
I agree.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something else for you to put on your busy plate.
Maybe I'll name my next CD, the cover will be called Cooking with Coco.
All right, then. Let's go to Sammy in Mississippi. Hi, Sammy. Sammy, are you with me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I got a chance to see you in concert back a few years ago at the Zoo Blues, you and Johnny Taylor.
Okay.
And I want to know, I heard, are you related to Johnny Taylor?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I heard that.
Johnny Taylor's auntie.
Oh, really?
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah, through marriage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And also I would like to know, what is your real name?
My real name?
Yes,
it's
your
Cora.
First name.
C-O-R-A, Cora.
Big friend?
Cora.
Cora. Okay,
C-O-R-A.
Yeah, I know you really turned the show out when you did it back here, and we love you.
Thank you.
Keep on keeping on.
All right.
Will do.
All right. Sammy, thanks so much for your call. 1-800-360-1799 is our number. Anita in Atlanta. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Okay, we don't have Anita. Poor Anita. She's just having a hard time tonight. Let's see if we can get Anita back on the line in just a little while. Our number, do we have Anita now? We do have Anita now. Thank goodness. Anita, thanks so much for being patient with us.
Hello.
Hello, Anita.
Good evening, Coco.
How are you?
First, let me say it's an honor to be speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
The last time I spoke with you, it was 10 years ago, the very first time I ever saw you in concert in Orlando, Florida, at the Junkyard, I believe, on 436.
All righty.
The last time I saw you was in Atlanta, Georgia, at Earth Link.
All right.
Do you remember a lady on the second row disrupting your whole show hollering, "Hound dog"?
I don't remember, but I know I loved it.
Okay, well, that's one of my favorite
selections. Anita, was that you? Was that you interrupting the show?
Yeah, that was me interrupting the whole show.
And she'll interrupt it again, I bet, next time you come to town.
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, let me just say that much love.
Thank you.
And in the spirit of keeping the blues alive, I've taught my four-year-old how to say, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog."
All right, then.
And I'm looking forward to the first edition of Cooking with Coco.
All right.
Anita, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
What is next for Coco Taylor?
Well, to keep on doing what I'm doing, go higher than I am today, I'm trying to reach the sky. But if I land somewhere in the cloud, I'll be up there with my legs crossed singing the blues.
Now, let me ask you this. Tell us again the name of your new CD.
Royal Blue.
Royal Blue with Coco Taylor. Coco, it was definitely a pleasure speaking with you. And
same here.
We wish you continued success. By the way, is there any work on a biography?
Yes, I'm working on one right now because I got some things to talk about.
I bet you do. And with 150 shows on the road, I don't know how you find the time to do it, but you're...
I do it while I'm riding up and down the highway.
Okay. Coco, take care of yourself, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the road again real soon.
Thank you very much.
And you're listening to PowerPoint.
Healthcare reporting on PowerPoint is funded by the National Speaking of Women's Health Foundation, educating women to make personal decisions about personal health care and well-being on the web at speakingofwomenshealth.com. PowerPoint is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Legacy Foundation. This is PowerPoint, a production of WCLK-FM, a broadcast service of Clark Atlanta University. Same old song.